God. God gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Oh, thanks be to God.
Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, Hungry for the Holy Spirit. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Now, concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. Does he want us to know about these?
Yes.
And hunger for them. He went on to say, verse 4, there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. Differences of administrations or ministries, but the same Lord. Diversities of operation, but it's the same God which works all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to who?
Amen.
How many could have these things manifest in their life? How many? Now, he's writing to the church. He's writing to believers. But every believer can have these. To every man, to profit, not just for the individual's profit, but to profit with all. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom. Somebody say, word of wisdom.
Word of wisdom.
Do you have a consuming, obsessive desire for the word of wisdom? Do you long for it? Not just only to have it manifest in your life, to have it manifest beside you, in front of you, around you, behind you, at the house, in the church. It's not just that it has to come through us as the end of it. We just want to see it. We're just hungry for it. And open for him to use us too. To one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gifts of healing by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning the spirits, to another divers kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. But all these worketh that one and the selfsame Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will. So nobody owns these gifts and can operate them at whim as they decide to. Right? It's as he wills. And yet all of us could have them manifest in our life. Not necessarily the same as somebody else. Different areas. He said to one this, to another this. And yet when he tells us covet earnestly these things, he's talking to the whole church. So he was talking to the whole church at Corinth. He's talking to the whole church at Branson. Covet earnestly these 9 manifestations that we just got through reading. Now, like we said before, when the Lord says don't be ignorant about it and covet earnestly, then it shouldn't be a surprise to us. He wouldn't have said if it wasn't a big deal that we got most of the church that is woefully ignorant of all these things. And not only do a lot of the church, I'm talking about people that profess Christ and pray and believe God in some level, not only do most of the church not covet, you know, earnestly these things, they don't even believe in them.
That's right.
I mean, you got most of the professing Christian church doesn't even believe in speaking in tongues, which is the doorway into the rest of this. Are y'all with me now? And since they don't believe in that, then they don't believe in a supernatural manifestation of any of these. They get up and teach each other that it's passed away, that God only did it, the 12 apostles had this power, and when the last one died, that's it. Of course, they got no scripture for any of this. But they teach it like it's fact. Why? Because they don't have it. They're not experiencing it. They're not doing it. And so instead of acknowledging we need to come up, folk water down the Bible to match their lack of experience. Let's not do that. None of us are walking in the fullness of everything God told us in His Word. And that's one reason why we need to read our scriptures. We need to feed ourselves on the Word and not believe wrong things, but believe when He said earnestly desire them, that's what we do. When He said don't be ignorant, we're going to find out about them. And that's what we're in the middle of in this series. We've talked about tongues. We've talked about interpretation of tongues. We've talked about prophecy. We've talked about word of wisdom. And we've talked about word of knowledge. He told us to covet them earnestly. And the more you talk about them and the more you see how precious they are and valuable, you couldn't help but want them and be hungry for them. And we began talking last week about discerning of spirits. Could you go further into this with me tonight? Discerning of spirits. Now, as we said before, and it's necessary to say it because you hear people use all kind of wrong terminology and there's wrong thinking associated with it. Let's stay as close to the Bible as we know how. And don't invent new phrases because they're not going to be better. Right? Than the way it is in the Word. For instance, you know, people talk about my prayer tongue. Not a scripture phrase. Yeah, see, y'all were laughing pretty good till I brought that up. There are a lot of things like this. People say, God has given me the gift of knowledge. That's not good phraseology. God manifested to you, through you, a manifestation of the gift of knowledge. You don't have the gift that you can possess like a pocket knife or a purse or something like that. Well, I have the gift of discernment. No such thing mentioned. God's given me the gift of wisdom. Wrong terminology. There's nothing mentioned like that. It is a word. Somebody said, well, that's just, you know, nitpicking. No, it's obvious you don't know what it is. Are y'all with me now? Yes. To refer to it like that. It's a word of wisdom. It's a word of knowledge. And it's not the gift of discernment. It's what? Discerning of spirits. See, a lot of people think that spiritual things are as vague and unreal to everybody else as they are to them. But no, God is real. His things are real. And you can know specifics about them. You can understand some things specifically about how they operate. And what the Lord tell us, I don't want you ignorant of these. Didn't He? Then it is His will that we know what they are, how they operate, and hunger for them. Say it out loud, discerning. Of what? It's not discerning of demons. It's not discerning of devils. It's not discerning of people's faults. It's discerning of what?
Spirits.
You know, I've seen a number of people that try to look wise and go, yeah, God's given me the gift of discernment. And I can just see right into people. And almost invariably what they're talking about is false. What they need to do is turn that gift on themselves for a few minutes. And they'd never use it again. There's a lot of lost people have that gift. It's called fault finding. And it's forbidden. A whole lot of what people think is so spiritual is just laughably fleshy. Discerning of what? Spirits. Specific in each area. Discerning, we said, you look up that word, it has two major meanings. One is to see. To discern means to see or to behold. So let's say it like that. It'd be seeing of what?
Spirits.
And then another meaning of that is distinguishing. Just being able to distinguish, tell apart, know the difference. Those two main meanings are in that word. To see and to tell the difference. To see and distinguish what?
Spirits.
Now, as we went into detail last time, spirits involve more than one category. God is a spirit, John 4 says. Right? God is a spirit. The Holy Spirit, obviously. Spirit. Angels are spirits. The Bible said He makes His angels, flaming spirits, his ministers, flaming spirits. We read and saw how that there are spirits on the earth, spirits under the earth, and spirits above the earth. There are spirits in three realms, heaven, earth, and hell. That's not my theory. That's the Bible. Amen. Human beings are spirits. Yes. Not just mind and body. Right. You know, somebody could remove your brain and throw it away. You'd still have your mind. Right. If that sounds strange to you, don't throw it away. See, people hold they look at that 3 pounds of gray matter and go, isn't this incredible? And it is incredible. But they try to say all the amazing inventions of man have come out of this 3 pounds of gray matter. Has not. Has not. The brain is an amazing organ. Now, I'm not trying to. We are fearfully and wonderfully made. But it's just flesh. It's tissue. And when they look and see all those synapses and those firing between the cells and the electricity that goes on in there, where does that come from? Where's the origin of that? It's spiritual. It comes from you. You are inside this body, looking at me through those two windows we call eyes. You're not a body. You have a body. You're not just a mind. You have a mind. You're a spirit. God is called the Father of spirits. Spirits. Now, you and I are in this physical realm. So, for the more part, most people are oblivious to the spirit realm. But everybody, when they die, they slip out of their body. And they're still them. People say, well, we know one another in heaven. If you know one another down here, you will. Because it's going to be you. And it's going to be them. And you're not going to change into an angel. That'd be a demotion. You hear people say all kind of things. You see, a young person died. And preachers go tell their parents, well, God needed another angel in the choir. And that's why he took your baby. And every one of those statements is false. God didn't take their baby. Did you hear me? Now their baby went to be with Jesus, but he didn't take them. Are you listening? And the baby didn't turn into an angel. Are you with me? There's so much junk that is told. Somebody says, well, how do I know what's real and what's wrong? Get your nose in this book. Measure everything by this book. And if it ain't in here, don't believe it. Amen. I don't care how many generations of folk believed it. Don't accept it.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Discerning of Spirits, Part 2, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1304I. That's R1304I, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 9 and 11. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.